Now, VOA Special English can be in the palm of your hand, on your iPhone, totally free. Download VOA's mobile wordbook from the iTunes App Store. VOA's mobile wordbook has pictures, audio, and sample sentences, making English easy. Search for it on the iTunes App Store and learn English today.
This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Counterfeit designer clothing, medicines, and other products are made and sold around the world. American investigators say the counterfeit goods industry is bigger business than the illegal drug trade. And they say anyone buying such goods could be providing support to other criminal activities. Counterfeit goods may look like the real thing, but they are only copies made without the approval of the business or individual with rights to the original product. Many fake goods from East Asia enter the United States through the port of Los Angeles, California. People looking for low prices on goods go to a part of Los Angeles called Santee Alley. It is a place where counterfeit goods are sold. Clothing, sunglasses, watches, and toys fill the many small stores in the area. Anita Gray has been going to Santee Alley for years. She says she would never buy fake designer products, but she has seen them there.
I know years ago when I would come down, you would see it, and now you don't see it at all.
Investigator Chris Buckner says there is a reason people do not see counterfeit goods openly displayed at Santee Alley anymore. Police have repeatedly raided stores that carry fake designer goods. As a result, people who sell them are much more careful. Chris Buckner says they will offer buyers the fake goods and take them to a storage area where the counterfeits are hidden. He says the estimated $500 billion a year counterfeiting industry is bigger than the drug trade. He says street gangs, international organized crime groups, and even terrorists are involved with counterfeiting.
Then you have groups that have ties to Hezbollah, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas that have engaged in this activity. The problem is, it's a perfect opportunity for these guys to make money. You've got to look at the global marketplace. It's estimated that 10% of the goods you'll see out there are estimated to be counterfeit.
At the port of Los Angeles, police seize counterfeit clothing, prescription medications, electronics, and cigarettes. Investigators say large amounts of the fake and stolen designer products come from China and enter through American ports in large shipping containers. More than 14 million shipping containers arrive in Los Angeles every year. Police are able to inspect less than 1% of them. Police say there are ways to tell if a product is counterfeit. Look at the kind of store where the product is sold and whether the price seems too low. If it is, it is probably a fake. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. You can see a video version of this report at our website, voaspecialenglish.com, where you can also read, listen to and learn American English, and leave comments on our stories. I'm Christopher Cruz.